One of the most, are we recording? Tell me when we're on. We're recording. Okay, I need the my Nissan. Yeah, we gotta. Yeah, I don't do well like that. Sorry to mess up if it's like a tense. Okay, let us begin. You know, one of the biggest challenges that a person has, it's ironic, is the power of speech. The Chatz Chaim brings, I heard this from my Rosh Yeshiva many years ago, from one of my Rosh Yeshivas, from Rabbi Yeager, who would say that the body is very slow and the body has laziness. Physically, that's just the reality of our bodies. The Ramchal says it in Zrizus, when it comes to doing things, our body is afar, it's dirt, it's heavy. And to move your physical body, there's a natural laziness that everybody has. If you're not lazy, then you're, let me say it better. If you feel that you're lazy, it's a natural thing. No one naturally is not lazy. The body wants to sleep. The body wants to be slow. And we need to fight against that. The mouth, on the other hand, is the exact opposite. The mouth can move before you even know that it was moving. And that's one of the reasons why we have protection. We have lips. We have teeth. We have a double protection on our mouth because one of the most powerful things that a person has is the mouth. Now, I don't know if you guys grew up with this, but I hope they stop saying it, and I hope you won't say it to your children. I don't say it to my children, but I know growing up, there was the line that said, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never harm me, never hurt me." Whoever said that statement is lied to you, because that's not true. When people think about abuse, and they think about abuse, they think, oh, well, no one ever hit me, no one ever beat me up. Verbal abuse in a certain way, and especially if your primary love language, right, just aleph beis, welcome to yeshiva, welcome to this shir. These are like the aleph beis, the ABCs of life, and things we'll talk about. The five love languages are physical touch, words of affirmation, quality time, acts of service, and gifts. What does that mean? What does that mean? Not in that order. There's no, I could be I say the order differently at all times. What does that mean? What it basically means, and this is aleph beis of knowing what life. It's not a marriage. It's not a shir on marriage. It's a shir, we're talking about life right now. Basically, it means, and it's very important to identify within yourself before you're even married, to identify in yourself what your love language, what does that mean? What it means is that some people, if your primary love language, here, I'll give a great example. One of the guys from yeshiva many years ago said, I know, Rebbe, after we spoke about the five love languages, why I rebelled and none of my siblings rebelled. That's what he told me. Very good guy, great guy, very successful guy. He says, I just hopped. Why I'm the one who rebelled and none of my brothers rebelled. He grew up in a big family. Everybody was this. And he says, I hopped and my primary love language was physical touch. And my mother used to hit me. And my mother used to hit all of us. I don't know if she whacked them like crazy, but she hit them. And because his primary love language was physical touch, so it hurt him more than his siblings. That's what he says. Whether it's true or not true, well, I'm not getting into his psychology, but it was a great point. What's the point? The point is if my primary love... Now, everyone's love language... Everyone loves when you give them a hug. I mean, some people don't, but I'm saying giving a hug and physical touch is a form of showing love. Talking, I'll get to you in a second, Mayor, talking and saying I love you is everyone agrees. If I buy you a present, everyone agrees that makes you feel good. If I go ahead and I pour you a cup of water, that could be even both. It could be a gift and an act of service. Would I miss quality time? If we hang out together, quality time, not time. Because if I'm sitting and I'm listening to you or talking to you, but I'm on my phone and I'm spaced out, that might be time, but that's not quality time. So now you and your brother, your mother might have said, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. Your primary love language, primary, was words of affirmation. So you're like, ah, thanks, Mom. Your brother's primary love language might have been physical touch. And your mom doesn't give hugs. So he's like, oh my gosh, Mom doesn't love me. And you're like, what are you talking about? She says, I love you all the time. So now, where did I come from? Sticks and stones may break my bones. When people say, I wasn't abused. Wait one second. Hold up one second. If your number one primary love language is language, is words of affirmation, and someone told you, you're an idiot, you're a clumsy, you're a fool, you're not like your brother, you're not smart, you're this, that could be more damaging than if you got slapped in the face. Questions? You had a question, Mayor? Again, yeah, so again, it's a good question. Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Mayor. Why am I clapping? Thank you. I love when people ask questions because it just gives clarification. It makes us all think more. It makes us all grow together. It makes us care about each other. It's just amazing. And I know sometimes it's hard. People don't always like to ask questions. You feel a little anxious. If you feel anxious to ask a question, that means that you are human. So that's great. Mazel tov for being human, right? It's a very human. And if you're not so anxious, that's also okay. One second, Mayor. Let me just address, right? That what? Okay. Should I answer first? Or you want the... No. Go ahead. Right. Yeah. So usually the way it works. So usually not. There's no point with that. I don't know if you were in the shiur yesterday. I could send you. Yesterday we spoke about change. We don't even know if we're supposed to change anyway. That's a loaded. Anyone who's listening to the recording is going to be like, "What? What was that about?" Sorry. Yesterday was no Mike Monday. But we spoke about that aspect of things. Usually not, and it doesn't really matter. Usually what's going to happen is you're going to end up marrying someone who anyway, usually it's hard for them to do your love language and it's hard for you to do their love language. Because that's really what usually happens with couples. It's like, but I love you so much, but you're terrible at buying gifts. Buying gifts? Yeah, I hate buying gifts, but I love you so much. Yeah, but my primary love language is buying gifts, so you're in trouble. Usually Hashem has a way, just like with the AC. Right, you like it hotter, she likes it colder. That's, you could put that on the resume and get married that way. But the point is, the bottom line is, to answer your second question, Mayor, and then we'll go back to your first question, don't worry about changing anyone's love language. The first step, or whether it changes, the first step, and you're young, we're all young here. The first step of everybody is to understand that people, words are very, very powerful. Words are very, very powerful. And I wasn't planning on going this way, but I guess we'll go this way. Understanding yourself and your father and your mother, and understanding what your mother's good at and what your father's good at and what her primary love language is and what his, your father, your mother, what yours is, and how that affects your life. There is a book called The Five Love Languages. So I would suggest everybody, it's almost like a must. You don't have to wait till you get married to read The Five Love Languages. Okay, good. Yosef has it. Thank you, Yosef. We have, I'm sure, a few over here. Thank you. Right? This is Aleph Beis. This is Aleph Beis of life. This is Aleph Beis of life, is understanding what your love language is. And Mayor, to your first question, right? To your first question, the truth is, the truth is, it's not so much like identifying. It's more like knowing the feeling. If someone does something to you, if someone tells you you're awesome, like what that feels like. If someone does something for you as a gift, etc., etc. The point is to be tuned in. Most relationships get messed up not because two people don't love each other or don't want to get along. They just don't. As I say always from the five love languages, it's not about working harder. It's about working smarter. And that's with yourself as well. It's not about working harder on your relationship with yourself. It's about working smarter. It's about understanding what you need. Question comes on that, because it's a new year. I'm excited to share a lot. I'm going to shift. We have to. We'll go to, question, comments, and then we'll see if I'm going to go straight to codependence. But go ahead, Momo. Yeah. What do you mean? Like, oh, what you're good at giving, or?
What your primary,
like if you give somebody a hug. Yeah. Meaning, sometimes people are good at giving a hug and they don't want to get a hug, right? Some people are, right? Some people are more quiet, but they love to hear people give them words of affirmation. Some people stink at acts of service and love when people do acts of service to them, right? Yeah, it's not so much. Great question, Momo. Thank you, Momo. It's not so much. It's not so much about figuring out the science of it. As much, it is important to read the book, and it's more because all relationships, which we'll go straight to codependence. All relationships come down to how tuned in you are to yourself. That is probably the most important thing that I can try and give over to everyone. To myself, I try to give that over as well. Ki gam hu meisug ha'ohavim. Our problem in our generation, and I've said this many times, is not the phones. I think I said it the other day. It's not the phones. It's not the drugs. It's not the outside world. That's not the problem. The problem is that it steals away me from me. That's the problem. The problem is how much time am I investing in me? How much time do I spend connected and understanding me? And when I say me, what does that mean? Does me mean in my cognitive? Does me mean in my feelings? Does me mean in what? What is me? Now, I'm not getting into philosophical, who is really me? Is it the neshama, right? Is it the self? I'm not getting into that. I'm just saying is that there's feelings, there's thoughts, there's spending the time to understand oneself. And to the degree, here it is, to the degree that you are able to connect to yourself, that is the degree that you will be able to connect to other people. They are one in the same. To the degree that you have a relationship with yourself, that is the degree that you will have a relationship with other people. You can only give what you have. If I have $5, I can give you $5. If I have $10, I can give you. If I have this much love, who gave this to me? Sure, you did? The water? Well, who poured this? Oh, it's from yesterday. So who were there from yesterday? Thank you. Stayed right here the whole time. I'm impressed. Well, thank you for yesterday. So I'm not gonna drink it. But the point is that I wasn't planning on drinking it. But the point is, if this cup is filled, if I'm half filled up with love, I can only give however much love that I have inside of me. So the more I fill myself with love, the more I could give to other people the love that I have. does that go straight into codependence? I don't want to push the codependence, but really that's where codependence comes in. Codependence, we're not going to get that deep into it today. We'll maybe spend like a week series on codependence. I'm not going to push, you know, Melody yet. But the point is like this. The basic, because we all suffer from codependence. Everybody suffers from codependence. Every person suffers from codependence. Because basically codependence means I am not taking care of myself properly. That's basically, again, I'm not getting into the depth of the definition of codependence according to Melody Beattie. That's for a separate time. What I'm saying is the basic definition is that I don't know how to care for myself. I might know how to care for you. I might be nice. And this is the old story. When the guy from the outside walks in, I'm the nicest guy in the world, but I'm rude to my wife. I'm rude to my children. I'm rude. Who's the next person who I'm going to say? My wife, my children, myself. Because really it's the other way. It's myself, my wife, my children. That's the way it goes, by the way, for everybody. It's math. People are like, oh, I agree. I'm like, 1 + 1 = 2. I agree. You don't agree. 1 + 1 = 2. That's math. When I am able to be good to myself, then I could be good to my wife. When I'm able to be good to my wife, I'm going to be good to my kids. Oh, what's your kasha? But I'm going to love my kids more than I love my wife because my children are an extension of me. Yeah, you're going to hate your kids more because they're an extension of you too. You got it? You chop that? It goes both ways. And the kid who you don't like, it's because of your wife's fault anyway, right? That's what you're going to say anyway. Or the father-in-law or the mother-in-law. That's the way it works. So the more you're going to learn to build yourself. And this is the time, guys. This is the time. I'm not saying that this is not my time, right? Rabbi Tawil, who's one of my closest friends, I'm not going to date how long Rabbi Tawil and I know each other, but I can tell you, of course, he might be sitting here, right, because he's a good friend, and he loves me, and I love him, but I know because I know Rabbi Tawil, and I was going to say, you guys are sitting here because this is the time to work on yourselves, but the reason Rabbi Tawil is sitting here is because he wants to work on himself. The reason why I'm standing here is because I want to work on myself. You guys are at a stage that is very, very crucial. Now, it doesn't mean Rabbi Tawil and myself that we don't have to work on ourselves as you get older and older, but in a certain way, it's sort of like you have to. You do have to. I do constantly. But in a certain way, you are not really stuck, and you could really get a little bit far off the road and get really messed up. It's very, very possible for a person to really not create the life. And I'm not saying that in a threatening way. I'm saying that in a really serious way. Is that if you don't now, at this crucial time in your life, really pull in the reins and really like learn to develop yourself and really learn to deeply invest in yourself. It's an investment. It's like a guy who's 40 years old who says, okay, now I want to get a good job. Now I want to get married. Now, of course, a person at any age can make changes, of course. But this is the time in your life. I don't know if you guys know Avi Shalitsky over here. Avi, the legend, Shalitsky. I just want to say, it's an inspiration. Avi, it's an inspiration when I see people like Avi who are dedicated and he's committed to himself. He's committed to do something and things that are not popular maybe and are not, you know, necessarily, you know, looked at by other, not that it matters, not that we know it doesn't matter. That's the point. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, there's one person who you're going to have to live with. And it's not your wife. It's yourself. Your wife also you're going to share with. You're going to share. But the, you know, one of the loneliest feelings that a person can have is that you wait when you're single to be to not be lonely. I can't wait to find my love, and then I'm not lonely anymore. And then you get married, and you're lonely. So then you're really up the creek. Now, healing your loneliness and healing yourself has nothing to do with whether you're married or you're not married. Because even when you're married, like I said yesterday or 2 days ago, your problems are not going to go away. No problems, at least, you know what, I can only talk for myself. No problems go away. Problems don't go away. Problems can sometimes get easier to deal with. Sometimes problems, you could let go of certain things. But nothing just goes away, especially the real dark, shameful guilt stuff. Okay, we didn't see, I told you, we're not even doing justice to codependence. But really, one of the definitions of that codependence, one of them, is just the neglect of the self. This is a hard one, talking about abuse, is that neglect is a form of abuse. Sometimes people say, but no one ever abused me. No one ever hit me. No one ever told me. Neglect, and it's hard for parents to hear this. It's hard, but it's hard, okay? Life is hard to hear the truth. The truth sometimes is difficult, which means that neglect is a form, not only that, I'll say one more, and then Mayor, you had your hand up. We'll get to you in a second, Mayor. What's interesting, I have a whole shear on this, which we'll get to as well. It's interesting, because I never really saw any in the Svarim, the Ramchal, hints to it. But I don't know why they don't. Passive-aggressive in a certain way, everyone knows what passive-aggressive is. Passive-aggressive is the guy ignores you, or the guy, you know, the guy or the girl, whoever it is, ignores you, and the person doesn't say to your face, you know, why are you doing this? Why you're just being ignored. In a certain way, being passive-aggressive is more abuseful than somebody who's actually telling you that they don't like you. To be ignored, people think being bullied means that someone has to actually, you know, hold you over the garbage can and give you a, what are they, swirly. I don't know if they have that anymore. Where they give you a swirly in the toilet, right? That's also pretty bad. But when a person is ignored by people, by a group of people, by a person, that is, in my opinion, I'm not sure I didn't see this. I'm sure some of, I haven't really, like, delved into it. It's more of an emotional thing. Could be more of an abuse, definitely equal abuse. So people say, like, my father never abused me. My mother never abused me. My brothers never abused me. I never had abuse. And we're not here to attack parents. We're not here to attack anybody. We're here to understand ourselves. We're here to understand me. I don't mean to understand me. I'm here to understand me, and you're here to understand you. Is to understand that neglect is also a form of abuse. And that's really where codependency comes in a lot of times, where you need that relationship. You need that. You're suffering from that, and that gives you sort of the high. That gives you taking care of somebody, being with somebody, whatever it might be, because I don't know how to take care of myself, which we're all, that's why I said we all have glimpses and strands of that. Mayor, go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm really enjoying it. So I
thank you. Great, beautiful, great question. Thank you, Mayor. So, Mayor, I want to tell you, that's why I love when guys ask questions, because it's just, it strengthens everything that we're saying. Mayor's asking a very, very, a great question. How do you fall madly in love with yourself? The answer to that is, how do you fall madly in love with anybody? So now, one second. The infatuation is not falling in love with somebody, because you can fall in love with somebody, but it's not going to last. Love, right, is, if we go back to the five love languages, right, is number one, it takes time. It takes time. Number one, I have a lot to say on that, Mayor, thank you. Number one, if you spent 19 years where you grew up for 19 years, 20 years, 18 years, 21 years, pick your age, thinking negatively, being bombarded with negative thoughts, so you at least probably will need another 19 years to learn how to be more positive. So the first step is to realize that it takes time to really love yourself. It takes a lot of time. The line that I love, it happens to be, I don't know if it's called someone who says something, B'Shem Omer, is maybe Gula Loilam applies to a guy. I don't even know if she's a guy. I'm too connected. I don't know. Melody Beattie says the words, and I love it, little by slowly, which means part of the problem that we have with all relationships is that, especially our generation, where we want everything now. So then what happens is I don't have the patience to really get to know myself. In Chumash, the word for ultimate connection with a woman, with a wife, is called yada. The adam yada is chav ishto, to get to know yourself. First you have to get to know yourself. What do you do when you fall in love, quote unquote, with a woman? You fall in love with someone and you're like, oh, what's the first thing somebody says? I want to get to know her. I want to get to know you. So when a person stops to get to know himself and you spend time with yourself, that's what people think. People think it's like, I went to Shir, I had a good day in learning, I did this, I did that. How much time do you spend with yourself? How much time do you spend with your thoughts? How much time do you spend? So Mayor, to answer your question, how about this? You being here today, everyone who's sitting here today is loving themselves. Why? Because this is for you. You came to this Shir because you care about yourself. You came here not because you're forced to come here. You didn't come here because, you should come here. You're coming here because you want to learn about yourself. You want to learn who you are. That's like sitting across from yourself. One of the best ways to get to love yourself is to treat yourself like you would treat somebody else. How would I talk to somebody else? 80%, 90%, someone can look this up. Do we have the statistics of the thoughts that most people have in their brains? Everybody, all of us, are negative thoughts. 80%, you could look it up. We've looked it up before. I doubt it changed from last year, but someone could look it up, are negative thoughts. I think 80% or 90% are what, Shua? Repetitive thoughts. I have to say the line, because it just fell to me, Min HaShemayim. The wheel is spinning, but the hamster is dead. I'll say that again. The wheel is spinning, but the hamster is dead. What does that mean? One of the definitions is your wheels are spinning. The thoughts are going. Your day is going. You're having the same thoughts, repetitive. Mom, dad, roommate. Sorry to say this to you from a psychological, none of the therapists are here today to confirm this. Somebody can look this up as well. I think by the time you're 6 years old, most of them say by the time you're 3 years old, you're basically programmed. Programmed. There's a concept called transference. Transference means, I know we're saying a lot today, transference means, that's why it's good to take, look at this guy. You're the Teichman. Look at this guy. Look at this guy. Sorry, my hands are cold. Look at this guy. I'm just sitting there. I'm going to show you. Transference. Love it. He's loving him. He's loving himself right now. You know why? Yesterday, Yehuda came over to me after, what was it, after the
Shmuz? The last year,
the Ramchal. Yeah. He came over to me, and he's like showing me notes from last year. oh, look, Rebbe, the same thing. We spoke about the same thing like that. That's loving yourself. It means you're taking yourself seriously. It means you care for yourself. It means you now again, this is the challenge. The challenge is that we don't know. Oh, I was talking about transference. I'll get to transfer in a second. We don't know how to care for ourselves. So I can care for a dog. I can care for a dog. If I get you a dog, you're going to make sure people get up at 5 o'clock in the morning for their dog. Ready for this? You're going to get up five. Anyone here has had, I know, anyone here has had a dog? Okay. Now, if you're a good owner, I'm not talking about if you're, speaking of, doc, I was looking for the therapist, Yehuda Mattel. Yehuda, just a quick question, Yehuda Mattel. This is your welcome. I know you were here a little bit yesterday or the other day as well, but this is really, you're here for a few minutes. How many years is this now you sitting in Mesilas Yesharim, purity of speech? We started calling it purity of speech a few years ago. It started off with Mesilas Yesharim. I don't think we've opened it for a few years, Mesilas Yesharim, in this class. But yeah, which year is this for you?
Every day is...
You're right.
I think that this is year 9.
9 years. What? The inspiration that I get, was a saying that I said to Rabbi Tawil. Rabbi Lazarus is usually sitting here, and the reason that I'm here. And we said this yesterday, motivation doesn't last, neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily. Again, motivation doesn't last. Love doesn't last. Love doesn't last. Neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily. What I was going to say to you, one second, Mayor, please. What I was going to say to you, ask you, Yehuda, what do they say nowadays in the current psychology of when a person is basically programmed from a psychodynamic, not humanistic, point of view, from a psychodynamic Freudian point of view, when is a person already done, programmed by 3, by 6, by 5, something like that? Around that. So I was accurate in that. I was talking about transference, which basically means like this. Transference, anyone remember how we got to transference? Transference basically means that, for yourself. Transference basically means, we don't have to go to transference. We'll wait on transference. Unless you guys want to hear transference?
Yeah.
You want to hear transference? Transfer is a very pushed concept. Transference means that, this is where it came from. Everyone who we deal with is really going to be the same. Male, female, more or less. Your roommates, your dad, your son, your friends. We put fingerprints on everything we do. Why is that? Because it's called transference. So if mom was a loving role model, something for me, etc., so she will most of the time represent the species of women. Your sisters, the same. The women when you're growing up, and the women, and that will be a certain thing to you, no matter who the woman is. Men is the same thing. If you grew up with this type of father, these type of brothers, transference basically means is that you're going to relate to the male a certain way. You're going to relate to the female a certain way. So the more a person learns himself, the more a person learns yourself, how you were loved, what you're missing in love, how do I want to love? It's not about, she's going to fix my problems. My Rebbe's going to fix my problems. My therapist is going to fix my problems. Nobody's going to fix your problems. I don't even know if you're supposed to fix your problems. It could be you need to heal from your hurt. Why are we saying fix my problems? Maybe I need to heal from my hurt. Fixing my problems could be cognitive. It could be action. Healing my hurt could be more emotional. That's a great discussion to have. That's a great insight to have. Are you a fixer of problems or are you a healer of hurt? Am I angry? Right? These are like Aleph-based things that we're going to talk about every day. Every day we're going to talk a lot about this. If you're an angry person, anger is because you're hurt. Hurt and anger are very, sadness and anger are one's internal, one's more external. Angry people are sad inside. People who are sad sometimes wish they could be angry. People who are angry wish they could be sad. Yes, Momo, and we have a minute to wrap up. Yes. Sorry. Yourself, 100%. Oh, meaning if you're alone.
Yeah, if your love language is physical touch, it's not the same to give yourself a hug as for somebody else.
Right, 100%. Very good. So that's where I was talking. Okay, very good. Great question. Momo's asking that at the end of the day, when you receive love from somebody else, it's much easier to feel that love as opposed to yourself. So 100%. That's why I said we're all codependent, which means there's nothing wrong, and we're social beings that we're going to... Oh, I was talking about the dog. I want to get back to that in 1 second. We're social beings, so we need love from other people. But when I'm so empty and I have no love for myself and my only existence of love... I want to tell you something also. When you're a very needy, needy person for love, even when you get the love, you don't feel the love because you're so needy. The more you have love, the more you could receive love. The more you could receive. So yes, it's great to be in relationships where people are giving to you and you could receive. You could receive. But you could also look at someone who has a dog, however many hands. So you're going to wake up. I didn't say this. You're going to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning to walk your dog. Why? Why? Who said that? To take care of your dog. Ready for this? I never thought about this. Siyata d'shmaya, it's b'schus you, by the way, because I thought of the dog. I'm going to tell you the b'schus momo right now. I just thought about this. It's a great ha'ara that I never had. Listen to this. You're willing to wake up for your dog, and we love dogs. I love dogs, grew up with dogs, love dogs. You can't get dogs here. We'll talk about that. That's not for now. No dogs, because then we'd all have a lot of dogs here. But I grew up with dogs, love dogs. You're willing to get up, you're going to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to take care of your dog, but you're not able to get up yourself at 5 in the morning to take care of yourself. And that's not mussar that I just said. That's what we need to learn to do. We need to learn to get up for ourselves at least. You're going to cuddle up the dog. You're going to cuddle with the dog. You're going to pet the dog. But with yourself, and you're right, Momo, it's a good kasha. How do you learn... You know, imagine a guy, right? It might happen in 10 years. Things have gone crazy where people start giving themselves self-hugs. Could be a new therapy, Yehuda, giving yourself self-hugs. But that, a lot of it, when you're on your phone, when you're drinking, when you're smoking, when you're doing whatever you're doing, what are you trying to really do? You're really trying to love yourself. It happens to be that you're feeding your dog alcohol. That's not the right... You're not going to... Why don't you give your dog a brownie? I'm sure people try that. Why don't you give your dog some alcohol? Why don't you give your little kid that? Because you know it's going to hurt them. But for myself, it feels good right now. That's why people do what they do. Why do we escape? Why do we do that? Not because we're bad, because we want to love ourselves. We just don't know how to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning for me, but I know how to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning for my dog. The goal is to learn from that's maybe I need a little bit of that. I'm not saying anyone to get up at 5. That's not the point of this. Okay, Shimmy, last one. We almost got to wrap up because we could go on for another hour over here.
Is a form of self-love like self-journaling? Just journal, like figure out yourself?
So first of all, Shimmy Fag, thank you. I love it. No, I want to say something. First of all, yes. There's no form of love, we could talk about that tomorrow or another, of lists of things that you can do for yourself. For this guy it might be, for this person it might be, playing ball. For this guy, it might be journaling. For this one, it might be meditation. For this one, it might be going to therapy. For this one, it might be, you know, going swimming. For this might one, it might be, I know myself. I know this is going to sound strange. I know when I love learning. I haven't been able to learn as much, Baruch Hashem, since the yeshiva started. So my learning for Yoni, for me, has gone down. And I love learning Torah. And I know when I make sure that I'm learning, even if it's half hour, an hour, and I do that for me, I feel like I gave myself love. So it's very subjective. The first step is to even ask that question. Anything you could do for yourself, anything you could do for yourself, but we can continue on that on another day. Everyone, thank you so much for listening. Have an amazing first day of the rest of your life.